relaxed after the day was over. And Krishna, the Krishna side of Baba came out. As Kitty said, one evening after we were on our way back to the cabin, I've never seen Baba like this for many, many years. He's like he was in the early days with us, like Krishna, you know, just playing with us and being happy and bringing us out like his children and his lovers. And yet there was all through those times, there were little hints about what was to come, mainly the accident. There were little hints that you remembered afterwards, but not then. You didn't know what they were. For example, I had a camera, and I had sort of, I had taken a few pictures of Baba, which I still have. And then I thought, well, Monty's going on this trip. They're going on this trip across the United States, and maybe Monty would love to take pictures. And she was. I mentioned it to her, and her eyes sparkled. I don't know whether she ever had a camera of her own. So, of course, when I asked Baba's permission first, and we asked, it was a camera Dell and I had, and I said to Baba, we'd like to give it to Monty to take pictures of the trip. And Baba, his eyes, he got very still for a moment, and eyes, and he said, do you really want to give this? You won't miss it. And no, Baba, no, it's just a camera, you know. And so he accepted it and gave it to Monty. And you know, I understand that of all the things in the car in the accident, the only thing that was really broken up was that camera. So we never did get pictures of the trip. And another little thing, Baba said, I want to play a game with you. He said, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 22. And that is interesting, too, from the, you know, people would do numbers, the 22 number, you know, in the Jewish Kabbalah and stuff like that. The 22 is a mystic number. And he said, I want you to think of which number I'm thinking of. So he went around the room, and we all mentioned a number. And the last person he asked was Adele. And Adele said 11. And Baba nodded his head. Said, yeah, that was it. And Adele said she felt like Baba was putting the number in her head. Is that what she said? Well, from that day, that was exactly 11 days before the accident. And we didn't think about that. We didn't know anything about that. And then there was another little incident. Charmy, Mrs. Deuce's daughter, was an excellent driver. And of course, like all excellent drivers, their big ambition is to drive Baba. Of course, Elizabeth has a super, super Arjuna charioteer. But others sort of were plotting, you know, maybe they could drive a little bit too. As Charmian said, she had this big map of the United States spread out on the dining table in the old kitchen. And she had marked this path, you know. And I was standing there and I was looking at this map. And I saw her path that she'd marked it all in bright red, always in the middle of the United States, and then from there on there was nothing. And she said to Baba, Baba, can't I drive you? I drive very well. I've driven for years. And, you know, won't you sit down? There must be some place. Four seats in the back. Looked at her and looked at the map, and he again, his eyes looked, you know, odd. And then I went, he left the room at that moment, I think, or, and then I went over to Charmian. I was looking at his map. There were no red lines. What did I see? I'd seen something, you know, awful or something. There's a red path right in the middle of the United States, you know, and then I remember Monday morning, this is the day I was to leave, I think, or was it the next day, I don't remember. Baba had the darshan, the big open day, everything was over, we were leaving, as Baba guessed we were leaving, and Baba was getting ready for the trip out west, and he seemed completely different that day the weather was different. It was wild and stormy. And it was just, I'd never seen Baba look that way. He'd always been, you know, like, as I say, like Krishna, loving and happy. And, you know, and he, now his eyes were strained and his hair was flying. And I was walking down the path from the guest house, and there was Baba, and he went like that on his board, and I read his board, and he said, "Call Elizabeth." This was pretty early in the morning, and so I went to her cabin, and I said, "Elizabeth, Baba wants to see you." And she came to the door of the cabin, and Baba came up, and I stood right there, so I heard, he said, Where do you keep you? Do you have your insurance papers? And Elizabeth said, he said, "Where are they?" And Elizabeth said, "They're in Newfoundland," but it was something like in a trunk or something, you know. And he insisted that you get the papers out. And his eyes, again, was like, you know, strange. And I know those insurance papers meant a lot in the accident to have them with you. Is that right? But all these things, you know, are little things that were interesting to me, because Baba's look was different. Then there was another very beautiful moment. Baba had asked Adele and I each day to do something, and one day it was to tell stories from the Bible, a story from the Bible. And it's funny, when Baba asked you to do something, your mind was blank. I'm not the greatest Bible student, but I well, back at this point, I don't know what story I did tell. But I remember Adele was a little better prepared because she'd been getting her M.A. in religious studies. And you were telling some story about Peter, and I don't remember what story. And then Baba, and I was sitting,
he denied Christ.
And then Baba said, and just his face looked so beautiful. He looked like Jesus, really, at that moment. He said, "Peter loved me the most, but even he denied me." And then Delia said, "Was it consciously or unconsciously that he did that?" And Baba said, "It was God's will, and that even he attained realization." And then he went on to say about Judas, and this was interesting to me because, you know, Judas has been, you know, for 2,000 years, and Bob said, and Judas had the hardest task of all. He had to, I'm paraphrasing, it's absolutely correct in the awakening, we'll go back to 6 seconds. But paraphrasing that, he had to obey Jesus in betraying him. In other words, it was an order. He had to follow the order. And you go back in the New Testament and you see at the Last Supper, Jesus says, "Go and do what thou must do quickly." And then also when he betrayed Jesus, he came up and kissed him. And all through Christian history, you know, that's the worst thing that Jesus did. But actually, you see, what he had to do, the hardest thing, he had to do this for Baba, for his Christ. And again, Baba said, Judas too attained realization. So he wasn't denied his reward, as all the other disciples, he attained the realization. So I thought that was most interesting. And some of the other messages that Baba said, I remember one, they all come back to you, and one was very beautiful. It's just, I think I was sort of, there weren't too many people in the room then. I seemed to be alone with Baba. That always is an illusion. The room, you know, you're sitting here with Baba in this room. You're just only you and Baba. Everyone else is just, well, it's because you're all one self, you see. And at that moment, you're experiencing yourself with Baba, and everyone else is just a vapor, you know, another side of yourself. And everyone has that experience. And Baba said, this was after he had asked to tell jokes, and that's another thing Bobby did. He turned me into telling me jokes. And your mind again would just go blank, or else you thought of the wrong kind of joke. Ida Giss is pretty smart. She had a Reader's Digest book of jokes every night for her. And she always did pretty well. But I think Adele and I, we failed again or something, didn't we? I forget. But so then Baba said, the whole universe, the whole creation is a joke. Sometimes a very sad joke. I always remember that. Another time, he said, remember only one thing. Inscribe it. He took his fingers. Inscribe this on your heart. Only God is real. All that matters is love for God. And when Baba said something, of course, at this time in the girls' house, Monty was reading the voice. But the strange thing about that is you don't even remember the voice much of the man who is. Just Baba and you. And, you know, people wonder who weren't there, who had never been with Baba, that the silence just, you just remember the words of Baba as if he had spoken them. And not only that, but at the time he's saying it, he's not just saying words, but he's putting it into you as experience. Like when he said, nothing is real but God, and nothing matters but love for God. That was like it was just going right down into my spiritual mind, you know, really writing it on my heart, you know. And it's the way the master teaches, not with words, not through your brain, somewhere else it gets really new. And another time he said, the path is like a lake of fire. You have to drown in this lake of fire to reach God. I sometimes think, well, you know, I'm going through that lake of fire. But just a few things. You know, Baba did give long discourses when he was really with us. The discourses that we have, or especially gave really for our minds at other times. But when you were with him in a sort of darshan and sabbath, just a few things Baba said, and really those things, they like sum up everything, you know, and you remember them so clearly. And in 52, I had many experiences of Baba, but I thought I'd kind of skip. Well, I'll say how I left the center. I had never been with Baba before, and it was such a joy. And a whole week with Baba is like, you know, a thousand nightmares. Of course, you don't want to be sent away, you know, often sometimes, so. But you realize afterwards you couldn't take anymore, you know. You already have your mind with a little glass, and then Baba filled it up, and now you couldn't take anymore, so time to go. But it's the worst thing to leave Baba, especially that first time, at the first meeting with Baba. It's like being thrown out of paradise, you know, like Adam leaving Eden, you know, awful. You know, you've left lovers, babies, mothers, fathers, dead people, nothing compared to leaving Baba. So I was supposed to go by bus to Florence. I was standing all alone in the bus station, and I was crying and feeling just as horrible. And all of a sudden, somebody had put a dime in the slot machine control, but he called Jimmy, and it started to play Begin the And so I just brightened up right away.
And that's one of Baba's favorite songs.
And just in case you don't know, it is one of Baba's favorite songs.
Yeah. Bob's done.
And so, I just want to say one more little thing about a strange thing that happened. These things are kind of interesting to me. I went back to my job. I had a rinky-dink job way up in the Bronx. And I had an office all to myself, a giant office. It had a huge sales map on the wall. And so day by day, I knew that Baba had started on his journey. So day by day, I'd figure out, well, Baba must be here, you know, must be here, must be here. And one day, I forget, it was about maybe 3 days after Baba left, I looked the map and I thought, well, they must be near. I looked into Oklahoma and there was this town, Craig. I said, that's a weird name out in Oklahoma. Craig, Oklahoma, you know, the infant of Craig, this Christian. Yeah, that's very strange, but they must be there. Well, it was just that the next day that we, I think it was Fred who got the telegram for Lighting, that Bob had had this accident. And of all the things that one lived through with Bob, it was to hear of that accident. Because at the time, we didn't have complete details. We didn't know how badly hurt anybody was. And that was terrible. It's the anxiety for the next telegram. And I had to go to work and I just couldn't stand it, but I was sitting there in my office and I looked at the map. It had happened in Prague. I looked at the map to see where that was. There was no Prague on the map at all. I couldn't believe it. I was all over the map. It was absolutely no man. And I called the secretary in and I said, will you please look at this map and see if you can find Prague. He said, no, there's no Prague. I'd never heard. And well, you've all heard the story of that. And we heard that Baba finally and Elizabeth and all of them were recovering here at Yupandin. And Baba and the graciousness of Avatar Park consented to give darshan in New York. We had never expected him to come back through New York. And one condition was that he all the party of, which were, I don't quite remember how many, but it was quite a large group, about 18 people, were to be in a special kind of place. Baba laid out all the rules. It had to be a private home, and it had to have a garden that nobody looked over, and it had to be within half an hour of New York, and so on and so forth, all these conditions. And everybody was frantically looking for places to rent for 2 weeks at the time about, and nobody could find him. We all went crazy looking for him. And by mere chance, about a year before that, a friend of Jean Adriel's had invited me. I didn't really know her, but her name was Kate Ferris. She had invited me out to Hartsdale, near Scarsdale in New York, to visit her, and I spent just one afternoon with her talking about Bob. But she had a very lovely home at it. But suddenly, this flashed in my head, oh yeah, at home, Hartsdale, half an hour from New York. And so I called her up. This was like calling up someone, you know, that you had once had tea with, you know, a year ago. And I said, would you like to loan your house? The Mayor Baba had all his proof, you know. She instantly said yes. And so I guess I called Myrtle Beach or whatever, talked to Lana and told her about the whole place. And, well, the upshot was that Bob accepted the request. And then he also said, and I, Phyllis, had to get the place ready for this group of people. Well, you don't know me that well, but I'm probably the worst housekeeper, the worst anybody for anything, to organize anything like. Besides, I was working up in the Bronx in this crappy job. You know? So I would ask my boss, I'd say, well, could I take the day off? And so I'd go out there, and then we had to have all sorts of things. There were sick people, and we had to get all sorts of arrangements for them in proper beds and everything. And I had to find somebody to take to the kitchen. cooking, and I thought of Alberta, who had a wonderful black cook who worked for Elizabeth and had also worked for my mother, and someone else to help her, and so on. Well, the upshot was, by frantically running around, everybody helped, of course, we got the place ready. And that morning, Baba was to come. But I was really shaking. I had never done anything to Baba like that. This isn't right. But somehow, and this was just a few minutes before Baba came, and this is a strange thing about Baba coming, but I felt it when I first came to the center and I hadn't met Baba yet. You feel this wave of love come out from Baba that's, you know, just there and just about to meet him. But, you know, you get the presence before, you know, ahead of them. And suddenly I felt this wave of love. And then I just relaxed, you know, and I stood in the doorstep with Mrs. Ferris. And she stood on the front step. But I thought, well, no, Bob will come around the back. They bring him in a wheelchair, whatever they have. And so I ran around the back. Mrs. Ferris was kind of mad at me. She said, no, that's wrong. And that's personal love. He always said, I always got this from a couple of people, you know, my feeling for Baba was put down as personal love. You're supposed to love Baba personally. Yeah, but it's there that Baba came round in the back. You see, meanwhile, she's standing in front with the key smoking. And so then we helped Baba down. And then he sent Mary G to call her to the back, and she welcomed him. And, well, the upshot was Baba, of course, it was a terrible shock to see Baba, you know, the arm and the leg in the calf. But he was very happy with the house. And even after this whole trip and everything, the girls were out in the garden and he was out there. And so, his face was different. Of course, Baba's nose and face had been hurt and everything, and that was kind of a shock to see that after. And so he called me over and he looked at me and he grinned from ear to ear and he said, you know, he knew it was thinking about the accent. America was after my blood for a long time. And yet, Baba kept saying, you know, he didn't want you to feel gloomy about it, but you couldn't help but look at Baba. And, you know, he was suffering the accent, just, you know, what was it? Plus Mary and Elizabeth, or so, just nobody knows how bad it is. She was there. All of them were so quiet and so good about it. And Baba was so playful, you know, and I had brought a pair of, again, I was trying to sneak around to touch his feet, and you weren't allowed to touch his feet in your life. So I had brought a pair of sneakers. I was going to give Bob a pair of sneakers. You know, and then he put one on his foot, you know, and he looked at it, you know. And then he took them off and he gave them to me. And he said, I had exactly his size shoes. So he said, they're for you. And I have those sneakers, you know. And I realized, you know, when Baba does little things, you know, it takes years to figure out what's going on. You know, you're so dense. You know, well, how could you know? Anyway, by Baba putting his foot in my sneaker and saying, I mean, it's really like he was blessing my feet on the path. I mean, that was the whole point. But at that point, I was thinking, oh, those sneakers, they were wrong. You know, they weren't the right size, the right shoe. You know, in my case. But the interesting thing about the house was that one of the conditions of the house was that nobody should look over the garden because of the girls wanting to be out in the garden with Baba. And Mrs. Ferris had told me that just before Baba came, all the three houses on the three sides, everybody, you know, went away on a vacation or something. It was very strange. So there wasn't nobody there. And then another day, Bob invited me out to Hartsdale, and the minute I came in, he pointed his finger at me and said, it's all your fault. Yeah. The Bob was laughing. And he said, what's my papa? You know? And then he dramatically acted out Mr. Ferris. It seems that Mrs. Ferris and Mr. Ferris were in some divorce proceedings or something and had separated temporarily or something. And he had heard that people were in his house and somehow got a phony impression that it was going to be turned into a nursing home. So he had come to the door with a policeman. A big loud knock. So Baba was imitating. First of all, he said, it's my fault. So then he imitates the knock of the policeman. You know, Baba's a tremendous actor. It was so cute. And then he just, you know, it was just a joke. And another thing that was so neat was Adele was there too. I forget when you were there or not. That was terrible. Anyway, we had come out to Hartsdale for lunch. We had lunch with Baba, and we were a little early. The train was early. We were sitting in the train station weaving garlands for Baba's head. And I had red roses, and you had pink roses. You were going to put one on Mary, and I was going to put one on Baba or something like that. Nobody knew we were there, but Audie comes and said, Baba knew you were here early, you know? And so he drove us to the house. And we came in, and I put my wreath on Baba's face. And then Adele couldn't resist it. She put her wreath on Baba's face. So Baba sat there with these two wreaths. And I think that was the day. See, everything's not a secret. I'm sorry, but... Baba said, how much money do you owe? I said to Adele and I. And I was scared. Oh, Lord, I owe $50. For me, that's a lot of money. And Adele said, I owe $15 and $5 of it to Phyllis. And right away, I felt guilty. So, Baba called from Rana, who handled the money, I guess. And out of her purse, he paid $50 to me and $15 to Bill. And said, anytime we were in trouble with money and needed help, to let him know, call on him, because he was a real family, a real father, and so on. Well, of course, at that moment, you don't see the whole thing, but it had such a symbolic meaning. A Baba paid our debt. It wasn't just the money. I mean, you know, your life is symbolic. And also, from that time on, both she and I, our finances really improved. Which probably was Baba's blessing. And even now I think, well, you know, when I think about any problem like that, what am I worrying about? Baba said, call on me. You know, at that point, it doesn't work. Of course. Comes back to you. It's like things Baba does at the moment. You take for that moment, and you don't realize all of it, you know, symbolizes. And there were some really lovely moments with Baba there in the house. And then he gave Darshan at Ivy Deuce's house in New York for 3 days. And those 3 days, it's like Baba's weather was the hottest, you know, New York heat went up, way up into the 90s. And here Baba was in his cast, you know, it was pretty uncomfortable, I think, for him. And all these people who may not, some had already been him, but many had never come down to Myrtle Beach here for the open day for one reason or another, so they did get a chance to meet Baba. And there I had a chance to introduce some of them to Baba because I had known them, you know, through the work in New York, and Elizabeth wasn't there at the time. She was, you know, back in Hartsdale, and Marina wasn't there, so I had the chance to introduce some of these people. And that was because somebody asked Baba, why do you need an introduction? You know everything. And Baba said, well, it's to put the person at their ease to be introduced. You know. because sometimes I'm kind of hard put to know what to say when she takes notes. Some of them I only knew, you know, slightly. And I remember one lady, a very delightful lady, I don't remember her name now, but I knew absolutely nothing about her personal life. She was like someone that came to meetings and stuff, and never really knew much of anything. So I introduced her to Baba. This is so-and-so, and she's a real lover of God. And Baba, another one came.